You may not find us on your TV.
Because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you by... Brought to you by...
First record I recorded, I'm gonna play right now. It was called A Fat Man, and I recorded it in 1949. That's the way it went.
Hello and welcome to Burst Radio 50s in 50, where we return to the 50s for 50 minutes. I'm your host Jazz, and I will be your guide on this journey back to a very eventful decade. We start with Fats Domino and The Fat Man, released originally in 1950. The world has entered a new decade. In the UK, Clement Attlee's Labour Party has won the slightest margin against the Conservatives. In Asia, North Korea has invaded South Korea, and across the pond, Senator Joseph McCarthy suspects everyone of everything. But luckily we have Old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra, to remind us that they can't take everything away from us. So take it away, Frank.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, no, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Thank you. we may never, never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep that memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. They won't take that away, 'cause they can't take that away from me.
That was Frank Sinatra himself with You Can't Take That Away From Me. Frank and Boys were going to be popular all the way through the early times of the 1950s. Music was still at the mainstay of family-orientated fun. Parents buy the records and the children would enjoy them. But technology did advance. 1952 saw the introduction of the first color television in the US, with shows like the Today programme being some of the first to be shown in all their Technicolor glory. In the UK, King George VI died after a long-term illness, leaving his daughter Elizabeth to become queen the following year. That same year, 4,000 people died as smog took over parts of London, the yellow smog, which would envelop everything. And Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap opened and never closed. In fact, one might say the enduring love for that play is only matched by Dean Martin's performance of That's Amore. Here's the man himself. Take it away, Dino.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella,
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella. When the stars make you drool just like pasta fuzzle, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
And that was D Dean Martin with That's Amore.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bust the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
Here we are in 1953. 1953 saw a massive sea change in the world. Queen Elizabeth was crowned in July. Joseph Stalin, the Russian premier, died in March, and Dwight Eisenhower was inaugurated as president with Richard Nixon as vice president. Charlie Chaplin, the well-known silent film actor, was suspected by the Justice Department of being a communist and warned to never return to America. This was a year of great sadness for many, not least for the wonderful Julie London with her song Cry Me a River, which was originally written in 1953. Julie London's version of Cry Me a River. Wonderful stuff. Here we are now, in 1954. This finally saw the end of McCarthyism, with Joseph McCarthy being formally censured by the Senate in the US, ending the witch hunts. But his ideas of state surveillance were picked up by the BBC in their controversial production of 1984, first shown this year on the television in the UK. More sadness for many men was found in Marilyn Monroe's marriage to star baseball player Joe DiMaggio, but a change was coming. But first, let's enjoy the soothed rumba stylings, or perhaps mambo stylings, of Rosemary Clooney with Mambo Italiano.
A girl went back to Napoli because she missed the scenery. the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Mambo Italiano, eh, hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a, eh, hey, Mambo, don't want a Tarantella, eh, hey, Mambo, no more the mozzarella, eh, hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, try an enchilada with the fish baccalà, and eh, hey, Goomba, I love how you dance a rumba. But take some of advice, Paisano, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe, shake like a Giovanni. Hey, look, as a DJ, you get a happy in the feet. So when you mambo Italiano. Baby, shake it, cause I love it when you take a meal. Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell Papa and I hate your drool. You don't have to go to school. Just make a weed a beat a bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you're good at looking, but you don't know it's cooking till you ain't mambo. Mambo Italiano, hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, oh, oh, oh. You mixed up Siciliana, it's so delicious. Everybody come capisce how to mambo Italiano. That's nice.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4. Seven, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Right, you cool cats and daddy-os, that was Wild Bill Haley and his Comets with Rock Around the Clock.
Dr. Weir's mystery will be continued shortly. Say, by the way, Doctor, is mystery your sole pleasure?
Young man, what could be more pleasant than mystery?
Well, music, for instance. That's
music, that's... why, of course. Have you ever heard my clanking of chains?
Doctor, I'm afraid you've got me wrong. I mean the kind of music men hum or whistle when they feel on top of the world. And gentlemen, one of the many things that give you that tip-top feeling is the pleasure of being well-dressed. Perfect taste is a criterion. And in hats, there's nothing smarter than an Atom. From stem to stern, your Atom hat gives off that look of quality. You see quality in the carefully molded shape, and in the richness of the genuine all-fur felt, and in the subtle color shade. Next time you pass an Atom hat store or authorized dealer, stop in and try on an Atom. Once you see and wear an Atom hat, you'll agree that today, as before, Atom is one of America's outstanding hat values. Now, the good Dr. Weir.
Things began happening thick and fast in 1955. The popularity of rock and roll straight through the roof. But in the UK, things weren't so great. Strikes at the National Rail got everyone at a tizzy, and papers weren't printed for a month. But who reads those old things anyway? Old man Clement Attlee resigned as Labour leader, and it was one of the worst winters on record. Oh, and in 1955, something else happened. The Americans went into Vietnam. But hey, guys, I got something that'll keep you warm, heat you real up. He's mad, he's bad, but he don't care. It's Jerry Lee Lewis with Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my wheel, but what a thrill. Couldn't it great, great balls of fire. I left in love, but I thought it was funny. But you came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Couldn't it great, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Ooh, it feels good. Hold me, baby. Yeah, you gotta let me love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails, I twiddle my thumb. I'm getting nervous, honey, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you drive me crazy. Couldn't it reach a great balls of fire? Good, yeah. Let me love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails, Lord, I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you're driving me crazy. Couldn't it reach and rip all the fire?
Mercy, mercy me. That was old Jerry Lee with his great flaming balls. And 1955 also saw the beginning of the Vietnam War with the US going in. And it wouldn't be ended for another 20 years or so. Other things that happened in 1955 saw the arrest of Mrs. Rosa Parks for not giving up her seat for a white person when told to on a segregated bus. Though she wasn't the first to not give up her spot, it was her strength of will that made her defiance a major symbol of the civil rights movement. Sadly, she was not the first or the last in that year, as Emmett Till, a 14-year-old, was murdered for not showing due deference to a white lady and money, Mrs. Zippy. Despite all the troubles that were to come for the African-American population, they were beginning to make inroads into popular culture. Here's the great Ray Charles with I Got a Woman. Take it away, Ray.
Well, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh yeah, she says a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says a loving
love me both day and night. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, oh yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Don't you know she's all right? I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. Whoa, yeah.
And that was the man himself, Ray Charles, with I Got a Woman. There's no gold digging over here, no siree, Bob. So, 1956 we've arrived at, the year that rock and roll really took off. Despite the Suez Canal affecting the price of oil and rationing of petrol in the UK, many kids, and the new demographic of teenagers, were beginning to find their feet and their wheels. These are the guys that took over the radio stations, the radio listening, the jukeboxes, and the cinema. So why don't we have some kids playing some tunes? So coming up, we've got some songs for those new teenagers. What do we say? Why don't we go over to our friends Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Soon you'll be able to walk into your Admiral dealer's store and confidently buy the style radio or radio phonograph you want. The selection of Admiral radios will be complete. There'll be radio phonographs with the famous Admiral exclusive features. Slide away that makes loading and unloading your record changer so easy. And the foolproof Admiral automatic record changer. There'll be consoles and table models and newly designed cabinets of fine woods and modern plastics. There'll be farm sets and portables and many styles and sizes, including the popular Admiral Bantam, the camera-type radio that operates on alternating current, direct current, or self-contained batteries. There'll be new electronic refinements and AM, FM, and shortwave reception. And now about television. Admiral's extensive research assures television receivers with true Admiral quality. So, whatever you want in radio, you'll find it in an Admiral, America's smart set. You can get a very good idea of what Admiral will offer if you're right for a free copy of the new full-colored booklet entitled It's a Promise from Admiral. Just write your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Admiral in care of this radio station. That's all. Just your name and address mailed to Admiral at this station.
Do-do-do-down, do-be-do-down-down. Comma-comma-down, do-be-do-down-down. Comma-comma-down, do-be-do-down-down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do.
The life and times of the teenager there with Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, and Why Do Fools Fall in Love, followed by Breaking Up It's Hard to Do with my man Neil Sedaka. Teenagers were taking over completely. The film star James Dean may have died a year earlier in a car crash, but that didn't stop all the cool cats and hip kittens driving around like crazy things and dancing up a storm. But above all, there is one man who typifies 1956. One man above them all, the king, Mr. Elvis the Pelvis Presley, with his great song, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make it die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never never look back and think you're so, and think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, but you think you're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Oh, though it's always crowded, you still can
find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry. It's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
That one still gives me the shivers. That was Elvis with Heartbreak Hotel. By 1957, the Suez Canal crisis between Egypt, Britain, and France had come to a head, with Britain and France being told to pull out by both Egypt and the UN. The PM, Anthony Eden, resigned over the whole fiasco, and life returns to relative normal. That is, until the Russians launched the satellites Sputnik 1 and Sputnik 2 into space. Sputnik 2 even carried the first dog into space, a mongrel named Laika. I'm not sure who'd want to do that to a dog, but they did. I guess they wanted to roll over the Americans. Much like the great Chuck Berry himself, with Roll Over Beethoven, and tell Tchaikovsky the news.
Jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rocking pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. Caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. A roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. A roll over Beethoven, a roll over Beethoven, a roll over Beethoven, a roll over Beethoven.
Chevrolet showroom across America, more and more people are looking at the car that's just out and just wonderful, the 1957 Chevrolet. Some are looking at Chevrolet's daring new front-end styling, the bold new grille, big, beautiful sloping hood. Some are looking at Chevy's handsome new rear end with high fashion fenders and fresh new design. Everyone's enthused about the new color-fashioned interiors and the sleek command post instrument panel. And the biggest news of all, Chevrolet's fuel injection.
And that crazy cat in the hat that came back was Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven. And now it's time to get on down with the news. 1958 saw the first transatlantic jet flights between London and New York on board the British Comet jet. Sadly, not all was smooth flying, as the Munich air disaster claimed lives of 23 of the 44 passengers on board a British European Airways flight, including 8 Manchester United players. Elvis's career was also put on hold as he was inducted into the army, and in their race to catch up with the USSR, America sent their first satellite, Explorer 1, into space. I guess you could say they caught them on the hop. And here's Danny and the Juniors with At the Hop.
Ba, 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 ba.
your lips are when you're chicken at the hop. Do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop. Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop. Come on. Let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing it, you can groove it, you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks can get their kicks at the hop.
You've just returned from the hop with Denny and the Juniors. We're coming to the end of the decade now, a crazy rip-roaring decade. Fidel Castro comes to power during the Cuban Revolution in 1959, but is rebuffed by the US, so sides with Russia. Hawaii becomes the 50th US state and the Dalai Lama flees from Tibet. Over in the UK, Cyprus is granted its independence. And some of the big movies of this year are Ben-Hur starring Charlton Heston, and Some Like It Hot with Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, and Jack Lemmon. The big date of 1959, however, was February the 3rd, known as the day the music died. Here, Ritchie Valens, the Big Bopper, and Buddy Holly all died in a small plane crash during a snowstorm in Iowa. It was a great loss to everybody involved, and a great loss to the music industry. Here's one of my favorites from the big man Buddy Holly himself, Raining in My Heart.
The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining, raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today, he doesn't know you've gone away, and it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery. What's gonna become of me? I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart. But it's raining, raining in my heart. And it's raining, raining in my heart. gonna become of me. I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart, raining in my heart, raining in my heart.
And that was Buddy Holly with Raining in My Heart. Thanks for joining me on this trip back to the 1950s. I have been your host, Jazz. The 1950s were a time of great change. World leaders died and were replaced. The civil rights movement came to the forefront of people's consciousness, and dogs were sent into space, and a white guy from Memphis shook his hips and made the world go crazy. Even greater change would follow, but it's arguable if music ever got any better than this. I'll leave you with a man who started it all way back in 1950 with his song The Fat Man. Here's his most famous song and perhaps his best. This is Fats Domino with Blueberry Hill. Good night, people.
Oh. Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still. Oh, my dreams came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody, but all of the vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, thought of me still, for you were my thrill. On Blueberry Hill, the wind in the willow played love's sweet melody.